It's a lifelong task. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, Paul said in Philippians 2:12, and then in the next verse said, for it is God who is at work in you to will and to do of his own good pleasure. Sin is, it's a serious thing. It is the serious thing. It steals our joy. I don't know about you, but I would like to come to the place in my Christian experience where it would be routine. It would be routine for me to be able to say the words of Paul back in that first chapter of 2 Corinthians. Our proud confidence is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in holiness and godly sincerity, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we have conducted ourselves in the world and especially toward you. To be able to all the time say, my conscience is clear, as he said to the Corinthians. Nothing accusing. Here was a man who was really dealing with sin. He wasn't just covering it up. He wasn't just internalizing it. He wasn't repressing it. He wasn't swapping it for another sin. He was really dealing with it. And his conscience was appeased. Listen to your conscience. It is the soul's warning system. It sends you messages that God wants you to hear. Let's bow in prayer. Father, we thank you for this wonderful time of worship. We thank you for the practicality of this text. We thank you for the great story of the Amalekites and Agag. And we thank you for the way in which it reveals to us your justice, your judgment, your holy wrath, your hatred of sin. And Lord, we have found that that tremendous historical event of Samuel hacking him to pieces provides for us an apt analogy for how we have to deal with sin in our lives. May we be people of prayer who meditate on the Word, who fix our hearts on Christ, who provide no opportunity for the flesh, and therefore who stop lusting. Stop our evil thoughts. Stop our evil words, our evil deeds, our evil desires. And may we be killing sin in our lives and therefore enjoying a bold and confident conscience, one that is holy and godly in its sincerity like Paul's. May we, Lord, be always putting to death the deeds of the flesh, so that we might enjoy a pure life.